I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The manager made some big decisions, didn't he? They obviously, you know, no McAllister, no Darwin Núñez, no Mo Salah, enforced no Conor Bradley, of course. But yeah, they were the big decisions of the game, and I think it worked, didn't it?
I was about to say that, you know, a couple of eyebrows were raised when Liverpool leave out a couple. To be fair,
and Canate,
yeah, Canate's another one. You know, especially probably leaving Mo Salah out is always a brave decision. Any manager takes the decision to leave out their record goal scorer, highest profile player. He's also left out his record signing. I'd say if you asked most people Liverpool's best players this season, I reckon Alexis McAllister's in the top three. And we've seen Jürgen do this before. There's, you know, team selections beforehand. You're going, what's his thinking? Why is he doing this? But today it worked perfectly because pretty much all the lads who came into the team, fringe players, rotation options, whatever you call them, delivered for the manager.
They did. And obviously, I've not even mentioned the fact that he's changed the midfield massively as well. Obviously, Endo comes in. Well, it's three changes in the midfield. Endo, Elliot, Gravenberch. Elliot and Gravenberch first starts for what seems like a little while, to be honest with you, certainly in Gravenberch's case. Yeah. And Gravenberch scores an absolute worldie. So I wasn't fully sold on the midfield first half. I didn't think Elliot and didn't think Gravenberch got on the ball enough for us. But second half, I think that all changed and they really stepped it up. Obviously, Gravenberch had a goal and it's a beauty, isn't it? Obviously, as you talk about Núñez and Salah not being in there. And the interesting thing for me there is, you know, the last couple of games we've been chasing goals and Núñez has been withdrawn. And now all of a sudden, obviously, you're chasing goals against Atalanta. Núñez isn't in the starting 11. And then you go again without your main man this weekend and we put in a really good performance. Now, Núñez perhaps should have got a goal. If Salah's ball was better, Núñez was in a perfect place to get himself a goal. No fault of his this time. It's not to say to hit the target, of course, but I feel a little bit sly that I've said that out loud now. So, yeah, I think, listen, the manager... But it harks back to 3 months ago, 2 months ago, whenever the injuries really bit the squads. The manager was making changes every week and it felt like it was all flowing and everything he did, he sort of had the Midas touch. It all seemed to work, didn't it, mate? And then all of a sudden, over the last month or so, it's felt a little bit more, you kind of know the start 11 and the performances have dipped and waned and he's just gone back to that. I'm going to give people lads a chance. I'm going to ask them to step up. And all of a sudden, you see them step up today and they get the results.
He said before the game, you know, asked why he made the changes. He doesn't really like to look too far ahead, but he had to look ahead. The fact that he got to play 3 games in 6 days, he said, you know, between now and obviously Saturday afternoon when they go to West Ham. And that's what some of the reasons he's made some of these changes. But also, I think it's fair to say, because like, there's lads there who've come into the team with a point to prove. I bet you Harvey Elliott's been fuming that he hasn't been starting. He said as much before the Atalanta game, like, I want to play. And with all due respect to like Curtis and Szoboszlai and even McAllister in recent weeks, they haven't really been in good nick. And every time Elliott's been on the pitch, he's performed. He's probably deserved that start. How did you think he did? I thought he offered a lot of energy, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think he did. I think second half he started to find space.
Yeah.
And he started to get on the ball a little bit and he started to have that freedom to sort of go across the pitch from sort of sideline to sideline and stuff like that. So I thought it was a good performance from Elliott. I don't think it was his best this season. No. I don't think anyone put their best performance of the season. Or maybe Gravenberch did because he gets his first Premier League goal. But, you know, he links play really well, doesn't he? He's just an interesting little footballer. He's always harrying plays. He never makes it easy for the opposition, does he? And I think Endo actually performed better in the second half as well, started to make better decisions, wasn't rushing the passes as much, had a little bit more time and a little bit more space in the middle of the park. And that midfield three, with a little bit of rhythm from playing the first 45, I think improved second half. And it looked like Klopp was saying to Kravitz something interesting after one of the goals as well, wasn't it? Because
Gravenberch's goal.
Yeah, it was that one, was it? Yeah. And there was a little bit of a word between the two of them, like, oh, right, okay, so, okay, yeah, I don't know what that was about. It'd be interesting to see if the manager talks about it now, because it was probably about the midfield and what Kravitz had seen at half-time.
I suppose as well, I thought with Gravenberch, I wonder how key it was the fact that he's got a little bit of Lallana about him, and listen, they're very different stature player. Obviously, one's really tall and Lallana, that low centre of gravity. But I thought in midweek, the ball into midfield, and it was just getting popped back off to the defender again, up round the corner. Gravenberch, you got this skill to let it run past him and just get on the turn. And listen, it doesn't always work, and he might run into trouble. But it felt like, combine that with Trent Alexander-Arnold in the middle, just playing the ball forward, it felt like, other than a little bit of period where Liverpool kind of fell asleep after they were 1-0 up after Trent's goal, it did feel like they were a bit more progressive on the ball. It wasn't just all sideways around the back, because, you know, for those of us, those of you guys with her, you were all pulling it out on Thursday. I was scratching my head just how safe, like you said, it was. It feels like with Trent and Gravenberch inside, they do feel a little bit more adventurous.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And Elliot's one for that as well, to add him into the mix, because his first thought is look forward, see where we can go. I love that little half-turn thing Gravenberch does, and Trent's never one for playing a safe pass. You know, you're never going to label him with the same things that was labelled at Jordan Henderson. You know, he's going to hit 60, 50-yard screamers over the top for people. He's going to hit free kicks in, which is brilliant, of course. And yeah, I think you're right. It was probably maybe a little bit of something from the coaching staff and the managers, just say, just believe in yourselves a little bit. Just don't give them the time to get in and get into a block of any description. Hit them quickly, attack them, make it difficult for them, because against Atalanta, we knew what they were protecting, a 3-goal lead. It's difficult to surprise a team and attack quickly against a team that's not really, well, is just sitting back and stuff. But Fulham weren't doing that, so took advantage of it.
What did you make the other change, of course, by leaving Salah out? Someone's got to play right wing.
Love Diaz on the right, you know.
Most often it's been Harvey Elliott who got checked out there, and I've always said he's just in the right winger. He hasn't got the pace to play right wing. He's got to come back inside left foot and beat his man. Now Diaz has got the ability to go both ways. He's got the pace as well. What did you make of Luis Diaz, right winger?
I really like him. I really like him on the right. I really like him on the left-hand side. Doesn't score enough goals. I think everybody would agree, you know, 13 in all competitions so far this season and stuff. But what he does give you is he always gives you an out ball. He always gives you a willing runner. He always asks questions. And Robinson, I thought, although had a decent game, was still bested by Luis Diaz today. You know exactly how he's going to attack you, and yet you can't stop him. He's going to go outside. He's going to go inside. You never know at what time he's going to do that. He's always going to try and link play. He's always going to try and look for that centre forward. He's always going to drift inside as well at times. So yeah, a good performance from Diaz. You know, if he could just add 10 more goals, he'd be one of the best, world's best players. He really would.
I felt like what he did a little bit more today than sometimes he does when he plays on the left. It used to be the old Mo Salah run. You know, your last man in behind, he nearly scores.
Out to win run.
He was offside when the lad nearly scores an own goal. He does his header in the first, what, 5 or so minutes. It's that in-to-out run. When he's on the right, when he's on the left, he tends to hug the touchline because he wants to cut inside. I felt like when he was on the right-hand side, that diagonal run, which really, really bothers fullbacks. It bothers centre-halves. They don't know what to do. Like I say, on another occasion, he gets a goal with the header. If Bassi doesn't get there, probably would have been offside, but that type of run, it felt like he looked a little bit more, I thought he actually looked more likely to score playing on the right today.
Maybe, Yeah, I've not really sort of considered it in that regard. One thing I always think, though, when you've got a right footer playing that position, and this is probably best evidenced by Jota's goal. Jota, he could have quite easily cut inside, got his body between the man, and he'll be in front of the goalkeeper on his right foot. But Jota recognises that there's times when a left-footed finish from that side of the goal works. Yeah. You know, it doesn't give the defender any chance to get a block in, doesn't get to rag you from behind or pull your shirt in any way, just lean a shoulder on you or anything else. And he opens the goal up. And I think Diaz likes to get in that little channel, sort of just outside the six-yard box on his right foot at times as well, and do the same thing. Obviously, he's unlucky with the header and stuff like that. But yeah, he attacks it really well. He knows where he's got to be. It's just that he doesn't get those opportunities very often. Obviously, most of the time when he's playing on that left-hand side, you've got to remember he's got Mo on that right. And Mo's going to play it narrow. So if he plays it narrow as well, yeah, you've got the three of them with Nunes, who plays it central and narrow all the time, in a really sort of tight space. So it's better for him to get on the ball out wide. Yeah. But when Mo's not in the side and he's on the right, he can get in there and be the tip of the spear, can't he?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, isn't it? Like I say, the subs the manager makes, not only in terms of the personnel, sorry, the changes he makes, not just in terms of personnel, but like in terms of moving players around the pitch, they felt like the balance was good. And I think he'd be sat there tonight, because he probably took a little bit of criticism. I think he took a bit of criticism after Palace, and definitely after Atalanta's second half, where, you know, people were screaming out for changes or subs, and everything we did went wrong. Like, Jürgen before the game gave it a shush. I don't know what that was about, but it does feel like Jürgen could sit there, and you know, Linders and Kravitz, like you mentioned before, everything they planned there pretty much worked out for them, because a lot of the, a lot of the players they brought in or the changes had a direct influence on Liverpool winning the game.
Yeah, and at this time of the season, Steve, I heard you talking on your match reaction and stuff. At this time of the season, they are big decisions to be made. You could quite easily just rest on your laurels, couldn't you?
And play Mo Salah.
Just play Mo Salah. But yeah, he didn't, Steve. He put the lads in who he thought gave Liverpool the best chance of victory tonight, but not only tonight, Wednesday and Saturday against West Ham as well. So kudos to the manager there. I think he's had a blinder, the coaching staff and everything else. We've rested some players. We've given lads a little bit of time and space to sort of spread their wings and get back into sort of match fitness, yep, and stuff like that. And, you know, off the back of it, three of his changes have scored. I mean, one's an enforced change through Tent, of course. But Gravenberg getting on the score sheet and Jota getting on the score sheet as well is absolutely perfect. I thought Jota's finish was excellent. And, you know what you're going to get from him, don't you, each and every time he takes to the field. But yeah, I think his change has really, really worked, and I think he'll be made up with himself tonight.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.